Exxon stock. And so I bought 100 shares. It wasn't that much at that time. I mean, there wasn't the prices they are now. And I it paid off.
Yeah,
that. It got up to be quite a bit. I had over 1,000. Hmm. But that was good too. I mean, because they'd send you a check every I bought 50 at one time.
Yeah.
And then I kept on buying them up there. They'd let you buy them, and then they, one time they give it to us as a bonus. The company did. They were good. They treated us good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They flew me all over the place. Mm-hmm. If I had to catch a ship, an Exxon ship in California, like one Christmas they was shy of guy, an engineer, and they couldn't, wanted to get one. And they called me and I said, yeah, I'll go. But it was around Christmas time, a lot of guys won't take it. But I flew all the way to California and catch another ship out there.
Yeah.
Because some guys wanted to make time off. And then, so when I flew out there, it was, they picked up all the bills, and then they instead of me getting money all the time to fly, they give me a travel card.
Right, yeah.
And I could use it to just to fly. I'd have an account for it if I didn't take it.
Yeah.
They'd take it out of my paper. I would never do that. They always did. And they'd give you food money when I went out there. Because I got stuck out in California one time for a week before they could get out. And I stayed at a hotel, and went at the best hotel, so they pick up. And then sometimes I worked, they sent me to a shipyard, because they brought the ship in to a repair, or they would bring the, I was on the ship and they bring it in for repairs. They shut everything down. Mm-hmm. It's a job to get a plant going again, and you gotta start right from scratch.
Right, yeah.
To pump all the lines with getting steam up on them and everything else. We would be doing one, and then we'd do repair work that needed to be done that the shipyard would charge us a lot more. I mean, it was only a small job, but it was quite a job. But they give us overtime for it. Then we go ashore and eat in a restaurant or any place.
Yeah,
we could. They treated us very good. Exxon did. Uh-huh.
Did you belong to a union?
No.
No.
No union.
Huh.
Wasn't. The unions are always after Exxon guys, but nobody would just sign up because they paid you good.
Yeah.
They had all sorts of benefits for you. Christmas time, they'd have big Christmas parties on the ship. I mean, they'd have the best of food. You never ate like that in all your life. I mean,
Wow.
And the good bunks. I had a room like this.
Oh yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah.
Never had a big bunk, and then I had a desk and a good sized desk, and it was and a shower, and right. It was just I was similar to this.
Yeah.
It was just about the same idea and everything else.
Right, yeah.
But then I got sick one time, and then I had to have open heart surgery.
Oh, wow.
I had an acute dissection, ascending aorta, which is the worst one you can get. But I survived it, and they paid for the operation, $53,000.
Really? Exxon did.
Well, I had the insurance.
Yeah, right.
They had me insured.
Good. Yeah.
It was $53,000.
Wow.
That's how it's, everybody usually went, sailed with them. They all stayed. They didn't go with the union. nothing wrong with the union, but they treated us so much better.
Doesn't sound like you needed their help, really. Exxon took care of their own people. That's good. So when did you finally retire?